Governor Jeff Landry, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How you doing, Brian?
Doing all right. You recovered from the session over there? Caught your wind back again?
Oh, we getting there. I think everybody's trying to think, maybe he won't catch his wind for another 60 days, right? No. We back up and running.
A lot of work got done, and we'll try to get to some of it on the back end of this, but national headlines are all over the place right now. Louisiana's in the spotlight based off of a bill that you signed into law that puts the Ten Commandments in the classroom. Governor, I'm going to tell you, I have argued on both sides of this already, so talk me into it. Why did we do this?
Well first of all, I don't know how there's another side, right? We have become so distorted in what has made America great and the foundation that it laid upon that created that particular greatness, that there really is no other side. I mean, if you go to all of the essential documents, the foundational documents that brought us to America, okay? Magna Carta, Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, all of those documents, if you just read through all of them, they are filled with Judeo-Christian principles, accepting that there is a natural law, that there is a deity, that there is a God that governs man, and that government does only governs man based upon those innate natural laws that God has given us, right? And every time throughout civilization we stray away from that, we find ourselves in way more chaos. And so here we sit at the Ten Commandments that I didn't know were a bad way to live a life. I didn't know that when we think about all the violence, all the crime, all the things that you report about on the radio station each and every day, that you're saying that having those tenets sit on a wall as kids pass by is in some way indoctrinating them? It's like it's out of control. I mean, come on. Give me the other side. I'm with it.
The other side is within that very Constitution that you mentioned, within the Bill of Rights, the very first one says that there will be no establishment of a religion, and this has been argued in front of the Supreme Court before, that the and believe me, Governor, I'm having trouble with this because I'm on your side here, but just to put the argument out there, the establishment of the of a religion, you're crossing that line by introducing Judeo-Christian principles on the walls of our classrooms.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's start with that. There's a great book called Original Intent written by David Barton. You should pick it up. It's great. It's going to help you. Oh, good. Okay, but then you know, and I know you're arguing on the other side, but then you know. What the First Amendment says is that the federal government, when it was written, okay, it said that the federal government may not establish a religion. Right. They may not go out there and say, the religion of the government is going to be Catholicism or Protestant or Hinduism, whatever it is, and then force the citizens of the state to pay homage to that religion, meaning like force them to go to church, kind of like the Church of England was at one particular point. It did not say that you can't talk about religion. It doesn't say that, and it does not say that there shall be, it does not say in the words that there is a separation of church and state. It doesn't even say that. And when they wrote the First Amendment, it didn't even apply to the states. How do you like that? I mean, I don't know how many people realize that, but like for like 100-something years, we had states that had actually established religions inside their state constitutions. And then after incorporation, which is a question, they said we couldn't, meaning the states could not. The states had to be held to the First Amendment as well. But there is nothing inside the First Amendment that says you can't hang the Ten Commandments in a public school. It doesn't say that. That's not saying, where in the Ten Commandments does it say you shall adhere to this religion? Where does it say that in there?
Why, from the start, it says, I'm the Lord thy God, thou shalt put no gods before me. So defining which God it is beyond that, it doesn't, but it's
right.
We're talking about the Ten Commandments that are from a Protestant Bible.
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you teach a child about currency? You pull out a bill and it says, "In God we trust."
Right.
They say, "Well, whatever, who's this God?" Oh, well, wait a minute. There's a commandment right here. Said that, and then you read the Constitution, He reads the preamble. He reads the Declaration of Independence. He hears there's natural laws. Well, where does those natural laws come from? Like, there shall not be no other God but one God. Okay. Well, like, that means you could, I mean, the Protestants believe that. The Catholics believe that. I mean, even the Hindus, the Muslims, all of them believe in a deity.
Right.
Like, so, like, I don't, that is to me, like, right now we got schools. Let's take Louisiana. That treat kids like critters. Okay? I mean, we know this. We've heard about this. Mm-hmm. They allow kids to act like animals.
Yes.
Literally. Acting it out. And we say, oh, well, that's socially acceptable. But yet the Ten Commandments is like vile?
I'm with you on that front. And there's no way to separate, through human history, there's no way to separate history from religion. Most of human history has been motivated by religion. So unless you want to exempt everybody from taking Western Civ, you're not exempting them from being introduced to religion's role in the past. So, and the side note here is the Ten Commandments law was not passed to invoke religion. It was passed as the first set of written laws, or the first accepted set of written laws.
That's correct. It's a tenet. It's a tenet. Right. It's a guide. It's a covenant. It's a law. It's a rule. And look, the funny thing is that what has happened, and you can watch it, I think because it started in 1960, from those court cases that you mentioned, which what I like about this is this is going to give us an opportunity to take a shot at Supreme Court precedent, mm-hmm. okay? All right? And because as we have diversed ourselves further and further away from accepting natural law, okay, not forcing someone to adhere to religion, but having a discussion about it. Society has become more chaotic, not less chaotic. And so when we think about, because everyone has the anxiety of the nation is divided, things just seem upside down, because it's chaos. You know, and look, at my faith, you know, my mother used to tell me chaos is of the devil or it is of God. Okay, so we have, like, this religious discussion.
Sure.
But on a much broader scale, you know,
yeah.
Those commandments bring order. They don't bring chaos. And so if you want to bring order inside of an institution, if you want to establish that order, if you want to take ourselves out of that chaos, you have to start somewhere. And so I think that the legislature served into that. And look, I think the arguments are going to be great. At the court, and I look forward to watching the Attorney General spoke to yesterday make that particular argument. It's going to be great.
Governor Jeff Landry is our guest for another couple minutes. Governor, I'm glad you brought it there, because I've got to ask about the prioritization of this. This has been my big hang up about this bill, is that with so many different problems that we have in our state right now, how does this one move to the top of the to-do list? And is this a matter of spoiling for a fight?
Well, Brian, here's the problem. The media has brought it to the top of the list. Not me. That bill was only part and parcel of a greater, bigger plan. We signed, like, I forgot how many bills last week. That was one of them. The media picked up on that one. I mean, think about it. We signed a number of bills that were based upon a report from public school teachers to let teachers teach.
Yep.
We signed the ESA bill. I mean, we did a dozen or more things that are going to help improve the educational system here in Louisiana and start to move us from the bottom to the top. And yet it's the media that went through that list and said, oh, this one right here has got to be, you know, how can y'all prioritize that? It wasn't a priority. I mean, it's simple. Put the bill out there. They voted on it. We done. Okay, like, it doesn't even mandate that the schools have to go out there and purchase it. That's the other thing, too. Like, the media went out there. They hadn't even read the bill. So yeah, we did a lot of great things. Look, I'm excited. And these are things that we're going to continue to do. To me, one of the greatest things we did is just let the teachers teach. Getting back to the basics. Taking input. How novel is that? We started taking input from actual teachers. Huh?
Oh.
Because the most important person in the classroom is the teacher.
No, I spent 2 days at the Teacher Leader Summit a couple weeks ago. Dr. Brumley invited me down to do my show from the Morial Convention Center in New Orleans, and Governor, I saw hundreds, if not thousands, of teachers full of energy, full of pep, just vibrant and ready to rock and roll at the end of a school year, mind you, ready to make things better for next year. Letting teachers teach is a big step.
It's great. That's where he announced the PragerU curriculum.
Yeah.
Okay, which, of course, caused another kerfuffle. And I'm going to tell you, you are seeing excitement in teachers because all of a sudden we're starting to recognize them. They're starting to feel like they can go back to teaching rather than becoming social workers. If we need social workers, we'll put the social workers in the schools. But you can't go in there and say, listen, I need my child to go to school so they can learn to read, write, add, subtract, okay? Learn the basics that allow them to be productive citizens. While we saddle and burden teachers with things that do nothing to teach those core principles. And so that's why I think you saw those excitements. I'm glad he did that. I didn't know that.
No, yeah, wow. it was a deep dive into education. We spent 2 full days on it. It was fantastic. Getting back around to the Ten Commandments, Bill, real quick, and I know I appreciate your time this morning. I know our time is limited. Getting back around to the Ten Commandments, Bill, real quick, us being the first state to go after something like this, there's no data, there's no ROI here, there's no research that says what kind of effect it's going to have. How much of this was just doing it the other way wasn't working, let's try this?
Well, I don't. You know, when God gave Moses those Ten Commandments, I don't know if he asked him how much research he did on it. Or any data that was out there. I mean, like, this is not something new. They used to be in the schools, Brian. Like, think about it. They used to hang in the schools. And at a time, by the way, where the schools were a lot more safer, okay, a lot more orderly. America, students were excelling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I don't need any more data than that. America's was great. I think this is a lot about nothing. What it does is, I think that there are people out there who enjoy the chaos. They enjoy the suppression. They enjoy people not understanding. They enjoy the violence. They really do because it shows the chaos. And these are things that are disruptors that have a tendency to start to bring more peace rather than more violence. And so, we're going to keep going.
Is there a level of irony that if this makes it to the U.S. Supreme Court, those who are arguing against it are going to have to physically walk underneath the Ten Commandments to get through the front door?
Amen. I do. Touche. Right?
He is Governor Jeff Landry. We got to reserve a lot more time for you next time around just to get a full recap of the whole legislative session and really what is kind of the – I don't want to say the conclusion of your first year because you still got a little ways to go. But as far as the legislative end of it, we're looking like we're kind of done.
Yeah, I think we've done some great things. We see what's there. We've got a bunch of much more. I tell people we're just in the first quarter. Had mm-hmm. a great press conference yesterday where we appointed Doc Abraham as the first Surgeon General for the state of Louisiana, modernizing Louisiana and modernizing our healthcare. So yeah, we'll try to schedule some more time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I like staying topic specific with you because I know if you and I are get room to run, it's never ending. So
we
got Governor Jeff Landry. I greatly appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.
You too.